We're going to be welcoming Deborah Tavares to the Power Hour today. She's a third-generation land developer of residential construction. She's been self-employed in her family business for over 30 years. She specialized in land feasibility studies, acquisitions, and building permit processes, including required environmental impact reports, along with furnishing the Department of Real Estate subdivision requirements and the entire construction build-out to completion. It was during that time that she learned about the restrictions of property rights, which became evident under the creeping constraints of United Nations Agenda 21. And she joins us here today. She is an investigative reporter. I call her an extremely good investigative reporter. And the work that she's done on smart meters, Bohemian Grove, she has also interviewed Ted Turner, which I find amazing. And we thank you so much for joining us today, Deborah Tavares. Thanks for joining the Power Hour.
Well, Joyce, thank you so much for having me on today. And I know that we have so much to cover, so I'm going to move very quickly, if I may.
Please.
I want to do a quick update for everybody on the smart meters, the smart grid. Everyone needs to go to our website, stopthecrime.net. You will see the breaking news article on smart meters, on the opt-out, and why the opt-out has been only an appeasement plan to slow down the opposition against the smart grid, to allow people to think that they have an opt-out, and to allow the complacency that follows when they think there's a victory. I can tell you that it has never been about having a choice. There is no choice. They're deploying these by the thousands every single day on unsuspecting people. While there are many that are starting to become aware, the most important thing is to keep these off your properties, period. No matter what it takes, these are biohazards. This is part of what we'll cover today, Joyce, part of the silent weapons program for slavery and genocide. And when you heard me say silent weapons, again, go to stopthecrime.net and read that 44-page silent weapons for quiet wars document. But I want to go into a little bit of the breaking news on the smart meters, and we'll move into some other extremely urgent topics. But we discovered in California and in other states as well, and everyone's going to need to go to your planning department at your city halls, because what has happened by executive order, every planning department throughout the nation is required to come up with an energy action plan or a climate action plan that is bringing in the false science of reduction of greenhouse gas emissions and the reduction of CO2 emissions. And in those requirements, it is requiring smart meter deployment, and it is also requiring the energy efficient appliances, electric appliances. I can tell you that in Northern California, the climate action plan there not only requires all new remodels, but every single thing to be retrofitted with different types of incentive programs that the Public Utility Commission and PG&E are behind. I can say that in Southern California, Southern California Edison is financing this energy action plan that has been put forth before these cities, and it is under the auspices of the Public Utility Commission. We have all been fooled. Behind the scenes are public utility commissions, which is why no one has gotten or received any progress with stopping this. For all the years that we've spent in San Francisco at the California Public Utility Commission trying to persuade them to stop this, we realize that the Public Utility Commission is part of the shoehorn to advance this deployment, which is through the Department of Energy, through the World Bank, via the massive banking's takeover of our country. It's extremely important to understand, first and foremost, that and it happened obviously before this as well, but a good starting conversation is in October 21st of 1945, the United States became a charter member of the United Nations, and we had to relinquish our sovereignty, and we did. What we have now in Washington, D.C., is a government that is run and organized by international banks and mega corporations that is posing as a legitimate government, and it is not. We would not have a representative government that is spraying us with chemtrails, poisoning our water supply with fluoride, adding aspartame and chemicals and other dyes, all of the ingredients to our food supply that is bringing on so many illnesses. We're all getting massively sick, and we're being chemically lobotomized, and this is all part of the silent weapons system. It is an attack on our vitality. This was schemed in the 1940s. Rockefeller got on the ground floor, worked with Harvard University along with the U.S. Air Force that joined in 1949, and they schemed an unthinkable plan against all of us. And that is the silent weapons for quiet wars. And it is a document of slavery and genocide. And they recognize that whenever you have a few people that have massive control and have money and the methodologies for economic conquest, they say in this document on page 4, if you print it off of stopthecrime.net, that it must be considered that a state of domestic warfare exists between this powerful group and the public. This is a declaration of war on us. They are, what this document also tells us is that they are enslaving us by lack of education. And they are. We have got the Common Core curriculum being presented in this fall across our country. And not only is it dumbing down math and science, which they say in this quiet weapons document they must do so that we'll never be able to unravel the scheme that they've put upon us. They are dumbing us down to create the moat of enslavement necessary for the elite's sovereignty, their sovereignty. Their sovereignty is required upon eliminating massive amounts of us because we're considered herds. We're considered cattle. And in order to manage, herd management requires massive reduction of us.
Okay,
so
let me just stop you quickly. On the issue of silent weapons for quiet wars, give us the history so they can further appreciate this and go to stopthecrime.net, which is at thepowerhour.com. It's under the guest section there. You'll be able to see the document, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, which I became aware of in about 1996 as a result of investigating the Gulf War illness issue. But what is the history behind that document? What do we need to know about that document to fully appreciate it?
Yes, Joyce. You need to understand that this was schemed in the 1940s. In fact, the first few pages of the document will discuss this. But very quickly, it was schemed in the 1940s. It became the first Bilderberg adopted policy at the first Bilderberg meeting in 1954. And it was a policy that has been advanced. This is a declaration of war. And I want to just tell everybody what the definition of the silent weapon is. And this is on page 7 of the document. They say, and this includes what we see happening right now with NSA, what Snowden is talking about, with this massive takeover and massive surveillance. This includes all the cameras that we see in every town, city. This includes the smart grid, which is a biohazard. The frequencies, of course, are going to dice and slice our DNA. This is all part of the silent weapon system. And it says that it shoots situations instead of bullets. It's propelled by data processing instead of chemical reactions. It's originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder, from a computer instead of a gun, operated by computer programmers instead of a marksman, under the orders of a banking magnate instead of a military general. They go on to say that it makes no obvious explosive noises, causes no obvious physical or mental injuries, and does not obviously interfere with anyone's daily social life. But yet, It makes an unmistakable noise, causes unmistakable physical and mental damage, and unmistakably interferes with all of our lives. The public cannot comprehend this weapon, and therefore cannot believe they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong, but because of the technical nature of the silent weapon, they can't express their feelings in a rational way or handle the problem with intelligence. Therefore, they do not know how to cry for help and do not know how to associate with others to defend against it. Now, on page 8, Joyce, of this Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, it says, when a silent weapon is applied gradually, the public adjusts and adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, both psychological and economic, becomes so great they crack up. Therefore, the silent weapons is a type of biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobility of the individuals of a society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking our sources of natural and social energy and our physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. Now, I can tell you that this document goes through a multitude of unimaginable requirements under this document. It includes the fact that those that are implementing this must not have any morality or ethics at all.
Ooh, and okay, we got to go to this 4-minute break. We'll be back with Deborah Tavares. Let me just add this. Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, by the way, was found by accident, they say, in 1986 when an employee of Boeing Aircraft purchased a copier with it. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, 24 minutes after the hour. Gold is up about $18 today. Just wanted to let you know that, to 1303. We're talking to Deborah Tavares. She started out with her education into what was happening in the real world with Agenda 21. She's been involved in smart meters, ToxicSky.net, her website, StopTheCrime.net. And before we move on, we're talking about Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, the document that gives a lot of the foundation for what's taking place today. But you wanted to make a couple of points about the smart meters before we move on to some more documents. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, I absolutely do. But I want to tell everybody to read the full findings on StopTheCrime.net. It's entitled Breaking Smart Meter Opt-Out Was Only an Appeasement Plan. But the real goal is to eliminate gas and gas equipment and gas appliances. And I want to read to everybody what it says in the climate action plan that was adopted here in Sonoma County in Northern California, just about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And again, everyone needs to go to your planning department and find out when they are doing their energy action plan or their climate action plan. It is mandated by an executive order. But I want to say to you that in this climate action plan, and you'll see all of this in the document, it says encourage residents and businesses to switch natural gas-powered appliances to electric. It goes on, utilize the Energy Efficient Appliance Rebate Program to facilitate the replacement of natural gas equipment with electric-powered equipment. Identify opportunities to implement additional programs that will switch appliances from natural gas to electricity. Now, I want to tell you, the Energy Star appliances that GE and other companies are fabricating right now that have the RFID chips and or the sensors in them are not made into gas appliances. And so unless they create that at some point, right now they're not available. We must look at the fact that gas is being eliminated as a source, an energy source. It's reducing our options, which is the plan. It's going to shift all of us into the required use of electricity. And I must read you this out of the Silent Weapons document because this is extremely important and it's based on what we're talking about right now about energy. It says, until such energy dominance is absolutely established, the consent of the people to labor and let others, those are the elites, handle their affairs must be taken into consideration, since failure to do so could cause us, the people, to interfere in the final transfer of energy sources to the control of the elite. It's very, very important to not comply. We must not give our data. Stop using credit cards. Stop answering polls. Stop filling out forms. Stop doing the petitions. This is all massive data collection for NSA, and it talks about all of this in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. And I'll get into that a little bit more, but just please go to the breaking news on smart meters and learn what we have uncovered. This is massive. They are deploying this. This is part of a deployment by the military. And this is being funded by the World Bank, by Google, by IBM. They're all involved, all the typical players that are involved in this massive global takedown and massive New World Order is all part of this corporate agency infrastructure. The EPA is involved in this, our air quality management. Right now, I was looking at a breaking news story here. We're having massive fires in California. They're now blaming that on global warming. And, of course, we know that the reason that these fires are exploding and moving in such fast pace is because of all the heavy metals that have been dumped from the secret geoengineering program that no one is supposed to notice. We can get into that later, Joyce, but I want to encourage everyone to go to ToxicSky.org also. But it's important to understand, we uncovered a mission statement from the Carnegie Mellon website, and it's the Pennsylvania Smart Infrastructure Incubator. IBM is involved, again, the World Bank, etc. And what struck me about this mission statement, Joyce, is the fact that it says they have a hidden secret. They say that they are leading a revolution in our infrastructure. We want to help expose this secret to the world. Tomorrow's infrastructure will blend traditional physical infrastructure, which is transportation, transit systems, buildings, pipes, smart grid, concrete and steel, with a cyber infrastructure, which is computers, networks, and sensors in ways that are just emerging.
Okay, we got to go to a break. We'll come back after this 3-minute break and tell you why these documents are so important. They're putting it out there for you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back. Deborah Tavares, Joyce Riley. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It's all about the reality of what exists and not what they want us to think exists. Thank you for supporting the Power Mall. The way you support us is by purchasing the items that we have for you. And we go out and search for the absolute very best items to offer to you on the Power Hour. And the way that you can get those in a catalog is by calling us at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. I want to also say that we have the complete radio shows from the Power Hour available for MP3 format or to play in your DVD player. They're available on one CD, and you can get those by calling the Power Hour. They're $25 for a month of radio shows. And you can just plug it in and listen as you drive to work or whatever. It's available 1 month of radio shows. Shows like with Deborah Tavares today, which you are going to want to hear again, I can guarantee you. We also have the Botanical Sea Serum. Now, we go out and find, like I said, the best that we can find for you. And this is something that I've been using twice a day, and I absolutely love it. It's a vitamin C serum for the face, and it contains essential oils. It is paraben-free, petroleum-free, alcohol-free. It contains only the good stuff in it. And it's only $11.99 for an 8-gram bottle. Use a very small amount of it. $11.99 for an 8-gram bottle. Also, we have on special the curcumin that everybody's talking about, the anti-inflammatory curcumin. It's good for your pets, good for you. It is the best anti-inflammatory that there is, bar none, of even prescription drugs and or herbal supplements. So please take advantage of getting your curcumin, your coconut items at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. We're talking to Deborah Tavares today, stopthecrime.net. It is a website that is full of documentation, and that is what I love. You all know I want to see the documents. Well, this is where you see the documents. And she is talking about Sodic Weapons for Quiet Wars document. We're going to get into some others. Now, is there anything else you want to talk about on, because I know this is extremely important, that they want to get everybody converted over to Energy Star appliances, but there is no Energy Star appliance for stove for
gas,
for propane and gas.
That's
correct?
Right. And so what everyone needs to research for themselves is to go to your planning department. Again, go to stopthecrime.net and read the article that we have posted about this and look at the excerpts that we've taken out of these plans. Again, these plans are paid for in Southern California by the utility company under the auspices of the Public Utility Commission. Again, this is all part of the global takeover. This is all tied together. I want to point out something else very, very critical, Joyce, regarding frequencies. On our website, we have a warning packet to all police, fire, and first responders. It's about pulsed microwave radiation and the effects to the brain. We're noticing increased anger. We're noticing a lot of increased brutality with the police departments and with people on the streets. And what people must understand is that these frequencies have an enormous impact on our moods and how we behave. And so in order to protect one another, we've got to get this information out. They have been locating cell phone towers and antennas on police departments and on fire departments because the telecom industry will pay them quite a bit of money per month to have these sightings of these cell phone towers. At this point, I want to tell everyone go to antennasearch.com. You will be able to put in your address, and there's a 4-mile radius that will show up with the locations of the cell phone towers and the antennas. These are weaponized frequencies. In many of the documents, one of which we have on our website, the NASA war document, I urge everyone to go to that. On page 50, it talks about the low pulsed frequencies of microwaves as referred to in the U.S. Army document. We have that U.S. Fort Meade Army document posted on stopthecrime.net. They say that it absolutely will change our performances. It will cause seizures. The frequencies will have gross alteration to brain function and lethality. They tell us this. All these military documents tell us that this is weaponized. Again, this is part of the silent weapon system so that we don't understand what is happening. And that's why so many people are experiencing so many sicknesses. We're not sleeping well through the night. We're having earlier onset dementias, massive increases in autism, diabetes, cancer, leukemia. People are having ear pinging in the ears. They're having heart palpitations. Go to smartmetersmurder.com, smartmetersmurder.com. You can get to that from Stop the Crime and print off the symptoms list. But I want to urge everyone also to go to the NASA war plan. It is unbelievable. You'll understand what we are facing. This is a plan that discusses robots, cyborgs, and eliminating humans. It is a massive plan that is talking about the use of technologies. This was a PowerPoint presented in 2001, in fact, July of 2001 by Dennis Bushnell, the chief NASA scientist at the NASA Langley Research Center. We found this on the NASA website. The agencies involved with this plan is the U.S. Air Force. Now remember, they're also involved in the silent weapons planning as well. DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, Southern Command, etc. You need to understand the massiveness of this corporate agency, like a monster that has wrapped its tentacles in every aspect of our existence. And understand that back then they told us in 2001 in this NASA plan that everything they were talking about, all the technologies, everything was available to them then. And they talked about the use of a micron-sized dust. They said that it was a dust which would be distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into our lungs. They said that the dust mechanically bores into our lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. That this is a new class of weaponry, and they consider it legal. It is legal. They also talk about the increased use of beam weapons becoming increasingly prevalent. So when we hear about people that are targeted individuals, they are. So everybody go to stopthecrime.net. We have a mind control link. You need to understand that the stalking, the targeting of people individually with beamed weapons is real. It is happening. Once people understand, once we understand what we're dealing with, then we're not so easily deceived. This talk right now is not to promote fear. It's to promote information so that you can live outside of the matrix, outside of the conspiracy that we've all been placed into and understand our reality, so that then as this continues to spiral into the depths where we're heading, there won't be as many, it won't be as dangerous for all of us if we can prepare ourselves emotionally. Because on page 93 of the NASA war plan, they talk about serious psy war. They talk about exploiting the CNN syndrome, massive exploitation of the media. CNN, if you watch the YouTube, psy war was set up by the CIA. On page 93 of the NASA war plan, it says, capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within the continental United States using binary biologicals, take down critical infrastructure, use of an EMP, which is an electromagnetic pulse, radio frequencies and radiation frequencies against our brains, etc. This is a silent weapons attack upon all of us. It has been happening for a very long time.
Let me ask you a question. You mentioned stalking, and I know Eleanor White's been a guest on the program talking about the organized stalking. Is this part of the harassment that has gone on with the people as a test project or learning how to stalk people?
Absolutely, and testing is over. They can now implement this, and they are. Another extremely important document that I've got to jump into because I'm looking at the time right now, Joyce. We found on the WhiteHouse.gov website a very, very disturbing document. You can get to that by going to Stop the Crime. At the very top, you will see new documents found, mind control. This is realizing the full potential. This is the government document, the name, the title. Realizing the full potential of government-held spectrum to spur economic growth. Now, the spurring of the economic growth is for the global banks. This is not for us. And this is the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology, July 20th of 2012. When you look to see who the members of the spectrum experts are, you find that Google, many of the typical universities that are involved in this massive takedown, UC Berkeley, Harvard. Again, Harvard was mentioned in the beginnings of the silent weapons document. We have the FCC involved here. We have the telecommunications, et cetera. People need to go and take a look at this unimaginable document. There's a map. It's only a 13-page document, and there is a map in this document. And they talk about using the existing TV white space, which is already in operation, as the starting point. It's important for everyone to understand you've got to turn off your TVs or at least understand what they're doing to you.
Okay, explain white space. Explain white space.
Yeah, it is mind control. It's subliminal messaging, and it's conditioning of the way we think. And it's a digital format of the silent weapons program, and it's going to be launched. It looks like, according to this document, about September. And it's interesting, September of 2013, because they say that the NSA facility in Bluffdale, Utah, will be up and running in September of 2013. Now, the map in this document will show you a massive amount of frequencies around the United States on all of our coastal states, along the West Coast, the Gulf Coast states, and along the entire eastern seaboard. You're going to see massive amounts of frequencies. This is a frequency fence that they're putting around us. They've already done that by, in large part, by all of the cell phone towers that are lining all of our major roads in all of our cities. This is causing brain disruptions. This is causing people to have strokes. Understand, this is part of the United Nations Agenda 21 program, which they've recently renamed to Future Earth. Understand, understand they do not want mobility. They want us confined. They want us isolated. People will not feel well when they're traveling or driving. I have a YouTube, Joyce, that I'll be putting up on our site in just a few days. We were traveling from California, from Los Angeles, up to San Francisco, and we did a half-hour clip on passing just hundreds of cell phone towers, and with our EMF analyzer in our vehicle, you could hear it. And these cell phone towers are disguised. They're in trees. You'll see the clip. They're palm trees. They're in church steeples. They even have flagpoles. They're very thick flagpoles with flags on them. Understand these are being stealthily sighted and positioned as a takedown mechanism. On page, I believe it's 54 of the Between Two Ages that Brzezinski wrote, he talked about frequencies being used like this that would actually take out massive areas of populations. Understand, the cell phone towers are weaponized. Go to smartmetersmurder.com and read Barry Trower, B-A-R-R-I-E, Trower, T-R-O-W-E-R. He is one scientist in the UK, and along with thousands of other scientific documents, they have documented that these cell phone towers are weaponized. Again, they reduce the vitality of people wherever these are deployed, and you will hear him discuss this. The cell phone towers are all part of the silent weapons program. Also, I urge everybody to read The Matrix Deciphered, written by Robert Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N. That's referred to on our site as well. He wrote this book about 2 years ago. He was interviewed by Jesse Ventura during the Mind Control program as the last interviewee. His massive apology to the world for any contribution that he made towards this takedown program. He was compartmentalized and did not understand how they were stealing his intellectual inventions and how they were going to be used by the globalists to take us down and destroy us. But getting back to this document that we just discovered, I urge everyone to understand this is targeting the United States by the military-industrial complex with frequencies. Again, this is part of the silent weapons system. This is all about quantum computers, which is mind theft. It's invasion of our human brains with artificial intelligence. What we're finding is, of course, controlling our specific thoughts, which is, again, as you mentioned, choice targeting of individuals. They have voice-to-skull capabilities, creating insanity with people. But it is all about ultimately controlling specific thoughts, emotions, directing physical actions into unsuspecting beings. The map is the end. It shows you. It is the end of free will as we have known it. And this is on the White House website. We've added to the map. You will see it on our website. And you need to understand what this is about. We've had several scientists and doctors weigh in on it as already at this point, and what we're understanding is that part of this program is going to be to strip the negative ions out of the oxygen. Now, negative ions are brain food. They give us advantages with thinking. This is why so many people prefer to live in coastal areas, which is why so much of our population is on the coast. People feel better. They think better. Generally, they're healthy. Just as the globalists stripped the vitamins, the vitamins out of our food supply, and then we had Big Pharma come in with vitamins to replace the vital minerals that were stripped with toxics, with petrochemicals in the vitamins. We now are going to have the negative ions stripped from the oxygen molecule. Take a look at this, because this is also creating a fence. This is going to increase massive amounts of depression. It's going to create the easy ability for mind control. This is what they're after. They're after our minds. They're after everything. When you look at the Wildlands Project on StopTheCrime.net, they're taking it all. Our property, everything. They want it all. And it's important to understand that all of this is documented. The Wildlands Map is mandated under the United Nations. It's a biodiversity treaty. That's why you're hearing farmers and ranchers' properties being fined and penalized by the U.S. Forestry and the Fish and Wildlife. Those are all agencies of this monstrous corporation that is set to collapse everything within not only the United States, but globally. Understand that the Wildlands Project is a project where all life, human and non-human, has equal value. And resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. Human population must be reduced. Vital civilization, Western civilization must radically change its present economical and technological and ideological structures.
This is right, we'll be back. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back with final segment, Deborah Tavares, StopTheCrime.net. This is Joyce Riley. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world is all about the truth. 54 minutes after the hour. Tomorrow is Friday, and we're going to see what happens on Friday. Josh will be here tomorrow. Catherine, just to let you all know, her house got flooded. She is okay. She is doing well, and thank you for all the prayers for Catherine in a flood area here in Missouri, as everyone seems to be. Also, I wanted to let you know that on Liberty Roundtable, you can hear this program replayed from 12 to 3 p.m. today, 12 to 3 on Liberty Roundtable. Go to libertyroundtable.com and check out the website there. And I appreciate Sam Bushman very much. You wanted to mention one other document that people need to be aware of. I know they've probably heard of it, but they need to go to your website and see it. And what is that?
It is the report from Iron Mountain, and go to StopTheCrime.net. I urge everybody to download all of these documents under the Source Document tab. Keep them as part of your library. Who knows how long we'll be able to download and use the net. But I want to just read one quote very quickly. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. This is William Casey, the CIA director, in 1981.
And where was that quoted?
Well, you can find it on my website, and there's some background information on where that came from. So it's very important to understand we've been warned by many people, as well as the former FBI director in 1956. He said the individual is handicapped by coming face-to-face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to the realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. And again, that's the former FBI director J. Edgar Hoover in 1956. So he was fully aware of the Iron Mountain report that came out, fully aware of the silent weapons. That was also during that period of time. All of the documents that tell us what they're doing have been telegraphed to us many, many years ago. We just need to read them. Understand what the Iron Mountain Report will tell you. It will tell you from the 1960s how they were going to orchestrate health care, which they're doing now, how they're handling and managing education, which they are doing now. We literally are going to have to start homeschooling our children. The government educational detention camps are strictly to propagandize, to rewrite our corporate history, teach all of our children that global warming exists, and rewrite everything. They're not going to be teaching cursive handwriting in the Common Core curriculum, and that will disenable us to read our history, because, of course, documents were all done in cursive back in those days. So they'll have the opportunity to write everything. A very important comment about the Common Core curriculum. It's important to understand that it's going to be introducing Wi-Fi as a requirement in all schools. The children are going to be isolated behind a computer screen, and the Wi-Fi is going to damage the children. They will not be. This is all part of the silent weapons program to depopulate us, because there will be massive increases of infertility, which is already occurring. But again, all part of the silent weapons document. What they do say too in the NASA war document is eliminating colleges and transitioning us to everything computer.
Amazing. So much information in 1 hour, listeners. You'll have to go back and listen to this program again. Please send it out to those that you know. Please get it out there. It needs to be heard. We have to take action. And we're going to be doing a program on solutions in action with Deborah Tavares also. Thank you, Deborah. We salute you at the Power Hour for sure.
Thank you so much, Joyce.
You have a blessed day. Oh, my gosh. I cannot imagine all that was just put through the airwaves. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see what tomorrow holds. I think we're going to be having some discussion on the flipping of the polls and some other things on the Power Hour tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. We love you at the Power Hour. What's safer?